Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Malachi Corley, a rookie for the Jets, took a reverse handoff or pitch and was on his way into the end zone for a first half touchdown and a 7-0 Jets lead without being touched, but he dropped the football before crossing the goal line. You know, the DeSean Jackson play. The play that we've now seen at least a dozen to maybe two dozen times since DeSean Jackson did it for the first time, I think in 2008 or 2009, whenever that was. He did it in Dallas. Are you kidding me? How does this keep happening? Now, I was really upset because I had the Jets -2. If you had the under or you had Houston, you were thrilled. I don't know how this keeps happening. Denton, do they not watch football? It's the only explanation to this. And look, I know a lot of players don't watch football. They may play Madden, but you can't do that in Madden, I don't think. You can't drop it before crossing the goal line. I think so many players don't watch football, but then it's incumbent upon the coaches to say in front of the entire team, as you put 10 of them up on a screen in an auditorium and you get in front of them and you say, don't ever do this. This is stupid. You're going to be called stupid. And by the way, you're also going to be called selfish because you're trying to do something that looks kind of cool and you're hurting the team. And by the way, you're hurting yourself. This does not help you. Looking stupid doesn't help you. Stop doing that. Keep the ball in your tucked under your arm until you reach the end of the end zone and then drop it. It was called a touchdown on the field. The ball was dropped clearly before the goal line, and then it rolled out of the end zone, so it was a touchback. It was Houston's ball at the 20-yard line. It is, I know everybody feels the same way. I just don't know why it keeps happening. Last week, Kyle Pitts in the Atlanta-Tampa Bay game, he basically did the same thing on a touchdown pass, and the only issue was it was inconclusive via replay. They didn't have a down-the-goal line replay look at it, which is crazy for any NFL game. So it was inconclusive. They called it a touchdown on the field, and the call on the field stood. But he actually also had a defender bearing down on him, and he slowed down and he dropped it just as he was crossing the goal line. Why, Denton, does this keep happening?
I mean, guys are dumb. Guys are silly. Like, I mean, the play yesterday, Kevin, that you just talked about was so bad and so egregious that nobody argued that the ball rolling out of the end zone rule, which is like one of the most polarizing topics in NFL football. The ball rolls out of the end zone, touchback, not touchback. Everybody argues about it. The play was so bad, nobody argued about it. They're like, yeah, this is the way that...
You're not going to argue about when the offensive player does something stupid.
If they fumble,
and they're hit hard and the ball comes out and rolls just inside the pylon through the end zone and it's a touchback, everybody hates that. But of course, you're not going to get that with that play last night.
I mean, guys are just silly. It's literally, there's no other explanation other than guys are silly. You can't do that.
It's beyond, they're not... Like it's clearly there's not a recognition for a lot of these players that this has become a thing over the years. Because if you believe that the players do know it's a thing and has been a thing, then you can only deduce that they're just legitimately stupid. Like they're really dumb or they're really selfish. I honestly believe a part of this is that a lot of players in the league don't watch a lot of football. And you shouldn't have to watch a lot of football to know that this play has been a thing over the years. Like, it's clearly a big part of social media over the last 15 years, whenever it happens. So, you know, these players are on social media. They can't be ignorant to this being a thing. But maybe they're a little bit less aware of it being a big thing. And so they haven't really focused in on, oh my God, I better, if I ever get into that position, I can't do that. Do you think it looks cool to just, as you cross the goal line, just drop the ball immediately?
Not immediately, but there is like an element of, if you're just kind of, you have your arms lax and relaxed as you run into the end zone, that I could see looks cool. It looks, oh, like this was effortless for me. I'd do this in my, like, that makes sense. It's just you got to hold on to the football until you're at least halfway into the end zone. Like, you have to be smart about that. You can't just let it go.
You know, there's only so much coaches can do because of the collective bargaining agreement in terms of, you know, fines or suspensions, because that is an act that is almost, you know, something that hurts the overall product. I don't know. Maybe that's an exaggeration. Actually, it brings a lot more attention to the product when people do stupid things. But there's only so much, you know, you can do. I don't think a coach is going to cut a rookie player with that kind of talent on his second touch of the year. But it has to be for every single team. I heard Dan Quinn say this a few weeks ago, and I forget what the play was that he talked about this. But he said that they, you know, this guy Dave Gardy in particular, but they watch a lot of the rest of the league. And there are a lot of lessons that they take from other games. That's smart. To just watch film of your upcoming opponent and of your team and not consume the rest of the league to find out what's going on in the rest of the league in certain plays, in certain calls, that's just, to me, that doesn't make any sense to me. The more information, the better. And Quinn admitted that they look at a lot of those things and they bring it to like a Friday meeting. They have a Friday meeting of situational football stuff. And a lot of times they'll use, like, I would assume today, they will probably use the play last night to say, hey, guys, stop. This can't happen. This is going to cost you dearly and cost us. I don't get it. I just don't understand why it keeps happening. The other thing I can't stand, and we've seen far fewer occurrences of this being called, but you see sometimes a catch made in the end zone and the player catches it and then immediately drops it. Like, I'm already here. It's already a touchdown. Let me drop it real quickly because that looks real cool. There was a game last year, I think in college, where they actually overturned the touchdown call and called it incomplete because the player just dropped it too quickly. He didn't drop the ball as in dropping it because he didn't catch it. He dropped it to look cool, like, look at how cool this looks. I catch it, touchdown, drop it real quickly. Like, that just looks awesome. And they called it incomplete. Like, that's another thing you'll see occasionally. You'll see that also sometimes on a catch in play, not in the end zone. And sometimes they do it when they haven't been touched, and then sometimes that's a fumble. I don't know. There's just situational football, man. It is such a big deal, especially in NFL games that are decided most of the time by just a few plays.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.